Okay, so last time we began the Malacha Baruch and discussed Ohel Arai, we discussed umbrellas at the conclusion of the last shiur and hats. Let's just make a couple more points related to Ohel Arai and then move on to Binyan B'Kelim. There is a din reflected in Simon Shin Tesvav Sif Gimel based on a Gemara and Beitza of Shinoi HaSeder when it comes to certain forms of Ohel. We had Shinoi HaSeder in the Malacha of Lisha. So there is a instance where Shinoi HaSeder may be helpful for perhaps an Ohel Arai. The Mechaber writes in Sif Gimel, Mita Kishem Amida Mosa Aser Lania Haraglayim Techilo Lania Chaleim Akrashim. So if you're forming a bed, you can't start with the legs. El Yasim Akrashim Techilo Ba'avir Ba'achakach Haraglayim Tachteim. But if you start with the beams, the cross beams, and then you put the legs underneath, that would be permissible. So that's the opposite of the regular order. So there is a notion of Shinoi HaSeder when it comes to an Ohel Arai. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chaser writes in Perek Kaf Dalet, if you test, as far as this halacha, that it's relevant to a table as well, that if you wanted to form a table using defunos as the legs of the table, in such dimensions that would potentially be a problem of an OL, then you shouldn't put the defunos first and then the top of the table. You should put the top of the table first and then the defunos. However, he points out in a regular table where we have legs as opposed to walls, that wouldn't necessarily be a problem because the legs wouldn't constitute mechitzos, so that wouldn't necessarily be an OL. So he writes here in Funot Samach Tes, this is Simon Perek Kaftal, it's Funot Samach Tes in the Shmir Shabbos, Gal Chasa, that if you are constructing a table, Shemati from Shlomo Zalman, that it still may be considered Sarich La'avir Shemi Tachtav. So we had noted that one of the qualifications of an Ohel Arai that we saw reflected in a brief comment of the Rama is that it has to be Asoi La'avir Shetachtav. And there has to be some function for the air space created, this is the Rama and Zion, in order to constitute a problem of Ohel Arai. So the Rishonim say when it comes to a bed, which is the example of the Mechaber here based on Gemara and Beitza, when it comes to a bed, the bed is considered asui tachtav as well. If you're going to create a bed with the dimensions of an OL that have the qualifications of an OL, because even though a bed primarily is used to sleep on, it's also used to store your shoes underneath. However, Shmir Shabbos quotes here from Shabbos Zalman, it's not the same thing when it comes to a table, that even though the ikar of a table is the top, but maybe you need the avir shabi tachtav as well. But he said, Sarachian, that the Achronim don't discuss that. Maybe it's different. That also question of Shlomo Zalman, that when it comes to a bed, so there's a function in storing your shoes under the bed, even if it's not the primary function. When it comes to the table, so what's the potential tzarich la'avir shel tachtav? You might hold your feet under the table. Or you might sit under the table with your feet under the table. That's not considered that that's really a tzarech. It happens to be that it's comfortable for you to have a table. If you're sitting somewhere, it's comfortable to be able to put your feet under the table. But that's not necessarily considered to be Mishtamesh Ba'avir Tachtav. The Yoruch HaShabbos points out this potentially could be relevant if we were concerned about a table being considered Mishtamesh La'avir Tachtav, even though most of our tables don't have walls around them, don't have mechitzos, they only have legs, or some tables may have mechitzos. But if you have a table that just has legs, so even though the legs aren't considered mechitzas, but we saw last time the Be'er Halacha says you should be choshesh for the Rashba, that if something is asi la'avir tachtav, then you could have a potential oil problem, even if you don't have mechitzas, even if you only have the gag. So the Orach HaShabbos points out in a footnote that maybe if you didn't assume like the Svar of Shlomo Zalman, and you were to consider a table to be asur la'avir tachtav, then even if you don't have walls around the table, you just have legs, and rechoshesh for the Svar of the Rashba, that a gag without legs, if it's asur, without mechisas, if it's asur la'avir tachtav, be a problem of oel, to meva, potential problem of a CSOL with that kind of a table as well. He just points that out as a possible hara. Shmir Shabbos then discusses a few sifim later, and it's beginning in Kaf Gimel through Kaf He, that you're allowed to open a folding table on Shabbos. You're allowed to fold a folding table on Shabbos. And you're allowed to add a leaf to a table on Shabbos. So he explains in footnote Pei Aleph, you're allowed to add a leaf because that's no worse than Mosif al Ol Arai. Mosif al Ol Arai is mutter. Mosif al Ol Keva is aser, but Mosif al Ol Arai is mutter. And this may also connect to a din that the Taz has in Simen Shin Yud Gimel Sif Katan Zayin, Shin Yud Gimel Sif Katan Zayin, that something which, where the norm is to put together and take apart, there's no problem with Bona, even, we'll talk about a little bit later whether there's Binyan Mekalim, so this could be relevant in any flavor of Binyan. If something is Asoi Lefarek Tamid, to put together and take apart, then there's no concern of binyan. So that may be relevant here also to a leaf, if the derech is to remove the leaf and put the leaf back, to fold the table and unfold the table, that would not be a problem of bonet. Rabbi Willie pointed out the Chazon Ish understands his taz as follows. Chazon Ish is in Simen Nun Sifkatan Tess, Simen Nun Sifkatan Tess, that the Taz is relevant where you have something that's functional in both states. I mean, you could have a table, it's functional without the leaf, it's functional with the leaf. So then if it's also a Lechaber Lefarek, that's not a problem of bonet. It's either that svara or that it's just Mosif al Oel Arai, as Shmir Shabbos says. Mishnah Brura quotes from the Prima Gadim the following in Simen Shin Tes Vav Sifkatan Mem Ches. Shin Tes Vav Mem Ches. Why aren't we concerned of a potential CSOL when you put a pot cover over a pot? Because if you have a pot with the dimensions of tefach al tefach, and you're putting a cover of the pot, why isn't that potentially a CSOL? So the Mechaber there in Sif Yud Gimel, we saw part of this briefly last time, Shin Tes Vav Yud Gimel, the Mechaber writes, if you have a garment that you're covering a barrel with, lo yishtachenu al pnei kulo mishamol. So you shouldn't cover the entire barrel because that's a potential problem of a CSOL. Eli yaniach sasim and a magul, you should leave some of it uncovered. It says in Mishnah Brura, the alpha gav the shari lahachzir akeder al gabi kira. So why is this different than the fact that you can put a kedera back in the kira on Shabbos? The kira has a hole, exactly the dimensions of the kedera. So when you're restoring the kedera to the kira, aren't you in essence creating an ol where you're now covering that hole in the kira with the kedera? So that's not a problem because there, There, you're not creating anything. The mechitzos already exist beforehand. Yishlomar. But if you're going to move a pot from one place and put it somewhere else, and you're going to cover it in the new place, if you're going to move a pot from location A to location B, and you're going to put it down to location B, so now you're essentially making mechitzos, which are the walls of the pot, and you're going to cover it with a cover. So now you've created an oel. So it says Shmir Shabbos, that's talking about you're moving the pot and then you're covering it with a beged in the new location. The Shmir Shabbos writes in Parakaf Dalid Se'if Kaf. So he quotes this halacha that if you're moving a chabbis mimakom lamakom, you shouldn't put a lid, or you shouldn't put a shelf on top of the chabbis entirely, because that's creating an OL. However, he writes in footnote I and Bays, our practice is that we do move pots and we put lids on pots. So he says, if it's a kisa yamayuchal kach with darka b'kach tamid, that doesn't look like an oel. So the case we're talking about is Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim, the case in the Gemara really, is that you have a kedera, and you're putting some kind of cover over it that isn't miyuchad for the kedera. You're putting a baguette over it, you're putting a shelf over it. But if you have a pot with a lid, and the pot cover looks like a pot cover, so then no one could construe that. That's not really an CSOO. A question from Shlomo Zalman, that especially if you have a pot with a handle on it, or a pot with a base achiza, then that definitely should be mutter. So that's why we're not generally concerned about covering pots in any context on Shabbos with a normal pot cover. Okay, so we had noted in a couple of different contexts that there is a, when it comes to Ohel Arai, so Ohel Arai is only Asur Midrabanan, being Mosif al Ohel Arai is Mutter. That's why we discussed last time you could put a, if there's a cover over a baby stroller, then you can pull up that cover because that's only Mosif al Ohel Arai. When it comes to an Ohel Kava, however, when it comes to regular binyan, so then being Mosif al binyan is a malacha daraisa. So for example, in Simen Shin Ches Se'if Tes, as I'm going to come back to that, we'll leave that for now. But Generally speaking, in terms of the fact that there is an issur to be mosif al habinyan, if it's a binyan kavua, so in the Kisser Svarim, they quote examples of that. If you have a doorknob that falls off a door, so the door is part of the binyan, so then you couldn't put the doorknob back on Shabbos. If you have a shower curtain rod that falls off, then you couldn't put the rod back on Shabbos. That's considered mosif al habinyan. But the poskim do discuss that if you have something which is darko lahachnis lahotzi, along the lines of that which is the derech to be bona mefarek, then that's not considered mosif al habinyan. So if you have a toilet paper roll, and it's asur lakach that when you need to replace a roll of toilet paper or a paper towel roll, it's asur lakach to replace it, not that you could rip the toilet paper or the paper towel Shabbos anyway, so it's of limited relevance to take it off and put it back. But in theory, something like that, where it's asur lahosi lahachsir, that wouldn't be considered a problem of mosif al habinyan. Then there's another din de rabban, which maybe we'll come back to, in certain situations where technically something's not mosif al habinyan, but there may still be a gzeira shema yitka, that you may come to insert something tightly, which would be a violation of bona. So you have that, for example, in simin shinches if tes, shinches tes, delas chal shida teva migdal yicholam litla mayhem. So if you assume, we're jumping the gun a little bit, but if you assume that ain binyan bekelim, and you have something where you could remove this door from the closet or from the box because ain binyan bekelim, nevertheless, you can't restore it because zera shema yitka, you may come to put it in a permanent and tight way, which, depending on whether yesh or ain binyan mekalim, could either be a violation of bona or a violation of makah bepatish. Okay, so with that, let's segue into the sugya of binyan mekalim. So the Gemara, in a couple places in Maseches Beitza, three places actually, the Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, Yud Amud Aleph, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara presents the Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, Ein Binyan Bekelim and Ein Stir Bekelim, any kli is not subject to bot, is not subject to Soser. And according to Beis Shammai, Yesh Binyan Bekelim and Yesh Stir Bekelim, according to Beis Shammai, there are instances where, or you would be chayiv for Boneh Bekelim, you would be chayiv for Soser Bekelim. As we'll see, there are other Gemaras in Shabbos that seem to indicate that there is binyan mekalim, and you have to figure out how to resolve all these various Gemaras together. So Rashi's shita in Kam Mekama Simasecha Shabbos is that lalacha we assume ain binyan mekalim klal whatsoever, and therefore Rashi has to understand all the Gemaras that might seem to indicate otherwise as not referring to binyan mekalim. So, for example, the Gemara on Daf Mem Zion Amun Aleph towards the bottom. The Gemara here is talking about a Mita Shel Tarsium. Mita Shel Tarsium, Rashi explains, where certain craftsmen or copper welders that would travel for work, and they would have these portable beds that they would take with them to assemble and reassemble. The Gemara says that both Rav and Shmuel agree that if you restore, if you put together the Mita Shel Tarsi and Mishavis, you are Chayiv Chatas. It's talking about Amlacha D'Oraisa. It says Rashi, Chayiv Chatas, Hu Tchilasa V'Gamro, that when you're putting together this bed, you're beginning and ending, you're completing the bed, you're creating something functional, and you're completing it. Vinimsa osakli, v'chayim ishamaka v'patish. av l'chol gomrei malachas. The Rashi says the chiyuv d'oraisa for mita shel tarsim is a chiyuv amaka v'patish. You're completing a functional kli. V'lo mishum binyan de'ein binyan mekelim. But we're not talking about bona, because ein binyan mekelim, this mita shel tarsim is a kli, ein binyan mekelim. So if we're talking about a malacha d'oraisa, it must be maka v'patish. Similarly, Rashi and Daf Ayin Dalin of Beis, that was the Gemara that we saw with the various activities that could lead to multiple Chiyuv Chatos. The Gemara that says that if you create a Chavis in Shabbos, you're Chayiv 7 Chatos. If you create a Tanur, you're Chayiv additional Chatos. So Rashi there writes, and Daf Ayin Dalin of Beis, Dibre Maskel V'i Chayte. So even though we listed many malachas that you could be chayiv for in these various activities of a siyas chavis, a siyas tanur, umishem bona leka l'chiyuvei, lo b'chavis v'lo b'tanur v'lo b'kaveres, but bona is not melissa, as Rashi, the ein binyan mekelim, because these are all kelim, ein binyan mekelim, so bona is not a candidate. And this position of Ein Binyan Mekelim seems to inform Rashi on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph as well. The Gemara there tells us the din, Shover Adam Es Achavis Lechol Himena Grogros, that you're allowed to break a barrel on Shabbos that contains dried figs in order to access the food. Ubavad Shelo Yiskavein Lasos Kli. So you can break the barrel as long as you don't have kavana lasos kli. What's the potential issue, or what's the calculation here, why you could be shover a chavis? Says Rashi, shover adam chavis, meleya grogros, desakana besayif. So you can break this barrel with a knife or a sword. Lechali mana grogros, in order to eat the dried figs. De'ein b'makalkel shum iser b'shavis. Because there's no Isser involved in Mekalkel. Ein b'mekalkel shum Isser b'Shabbos. So asks the Ran, another Rishonim, the Ran's on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, B'dapei Arif on the top. Samach Aleph Amud Beis, B'dapei Arif on the Mishnah, the top line. Lo Nehira. But Rashi says, doesn't follow. In the heed, the kolam akalklam turin, iser miyaika. So very nice kolam akalklam turin. That means we're not talking about iser deraisa. But the Mishnah says, shover adam chavis, that it's mutter lechachila. Makalklam would only knock you down to the rabbana. Ella, hainu taima, kevan de ba'alma makalklam patra balaser. In general, makalklam is only iser de rabbanan. Ha'chamishim tzarech Shabbos, shari l'chachila. But here, for Shabbos purposes, if you want to access the food for Oneg Shabbos, then it'll be mutter l'chachila, lo hamidu divrayem, b'makom tzarech Shabbos. Then the Ran himself goes on to say, they're only talking about a type of kli that isn't subject to binyan v'stira. The Ran doesn't subscribe to Rashi's position of ein binyan v'kelim klal. Even Rashi may agree that if it's a kli gadol, this emerges from the sugya in Eiruvin Lamed Aleph, the sugya there that discusses if you put your Eruv in a Migdal and you lose the key, and you don't have access to it on Shabbos, is that considered to be a valid Eruv? Are you able to access the food inside the Shedet of a Migdal through some permissible fashion? So it's Mavur there. Even Rashi will agree that if you have a Kli Gadol, if you have a super big Kli, that according to that we assume to be a Shir of Arbam Sa, which is relevant to Hilchos Tumah also, to be considered mechubar lekarka. So if you have a super big kli, then that has a din of karka, that has a din of mechubar lekarka, and therefore it's subject to binyan vestira, not because yesh binyan vestira kelim, but because that has left the status of a kli, and now that's considered to be a mechubar lekarka. Even Rashi will agree that if you have a super big kli, then yesh binyan, because that has a din of an extension of a karka. But either way, the Rashba, other Rishon, are bothered by Rashi. What's Rashi telling us? Kol Mekalkum Turin, that should only knock it down to the Rabbanan. And how does that create a heter of Shviras Chavis? So the Chasam Sofer explains here, the Magia on the Rashba quotes his Mitzai in this Chasam Sofer. Magia on the Rashba quotes from above, it says like the Ran, is Mitzai in this Chasam Sofer. That Rashi is going with the following. Because how do you answer the Ran's Kasha and Rashi? So he says, if it was the case that Binyan Vestira Bekalim would be a Malacha Daraisa, and then you do a Bedera Kilko, so that would only knock it down to a Darabat. If Rashi would have held, if Rashi doesn't, that Yesh Binyan Bekalim, so then we're potentially talking about a Malacha Daraisa, a Binyan Bekalim, Mekalko knock it down to the Rabbanan, but that wouldn't create a Heter L'Chachila. But it's only because Rashi holds the Shitaso that Ein Binyan Vestira Bekalim Klal, so there's no Malacha to speak of. Because what's the Malacha here? If you were to somehow be osakli, so that might be a problem of makabipatish. So that's what the Mishnah says, that will vachal is kavin lasas kli. But if you're not miskavin lasas kli, so you've done nothing. You haven't violated any malacha. So if you're mekalkel this chavis, you haven't violated any malacha at all. And that's going to be heter gamor in order to access the grogros on Shabbos. That's what Chasam Sofer explains, that Rashi is lishitaso, that ain binyan mekalim, so there's no malacha deraisa that we're working off on any level. And therefore, the fact that you do it b'derek kilkol is going to be heter gomer. So in the Orach HaShabbos, he says something similar without quoting the Chasam Sofer. He just frames it a little bit differently, that he points out it emerges from Rashi in various points that even where you're not going to be chayiv mishum bone, you may be chayiv mishum makeh bepatish. Right? That's what we saw, for example, the Rashi Mem Zayin. But the difference between bone and makeh bepatish is that bone has a sister malach, an opposite malach of soser, and makeh bepatish has no such sister malach. So anytime you're going to be chayiv for bona, you're also going to be chayiv for sosa. So if you were to hold yesh binyan bekalim, so you have a chavis, which is a kli, which is subject to bona, and if you destroy it, then that's sosa. If it's amanas livnos and malacha deraisa, if it's not, maybe only malacha derabanan, but if you're sosa, we're talking about a malacha of sosa. And then you'd have to deal with Derek Kilkol, which would knock it down a level. But if the only potential malacha to speak of would be one of Makav Patish, so there's no parallel malacha to Makav Patish of destroying it. If Makav Patish is creating something or finishing something up, there's no inverse malacha. So the only thing going on here is Kilkol, which would be Heter Gamur, according to Rashi. That's just a slightly different way of formulating the same idea, that because Ein Binyan Bekalim, there's no Malacha Deraisa, that's a starting point anyway, but as long as you're not being Osa Kli, and as long as there's no Makeh Bepatish to speak of, then if you're Mekalkel, that's going to be Heter Gamur, according to Rashi. Okay. And Tosfos and Rovi Shonim disagree with Rashi, that even though we paskin like Beis Hillel that ain't binyan bekelim, that's not an absolute statement. And there are instances where yesh binyan mekalim. So Tosfos, for example, on Ayin Dalet Mebeis, Dibra Maskel Chavisa, that Gemara that listed the various malachas a person could be over in a single construction. So there, Tosfos quotes Rashi, Ein binyan mekalim, and disagrees. Aval, Tosfos says, Ve'enira. The dafka b'machzer mito menorah shel chulyos are meaning the ein binyan mekalim. When do we say ein binyan mekalim? That's if you have a mito menorah with interchangeable parts, and you're putting it together. So it's meant to be taken apart. It's meant to be put together with interchangeable parts. Then we say ein binyan mekalim. Aval kisha osa legamri kol akli. But if you're creating a whole tightly formed kli, mechay mishambona. Then you are chay mishambona. Darminan bereish habona. Haimayan the ayil shufta bekufina demara. Chay of mishambona. The Tosa understands in that Gemara that if you have a hole in this kli and you're plugging up the hole with a peg to now make it functional, you're chayim mishambona. That's the machlokas Rav Shmuel. Ramesh will argue on two parallel cases there. Number one, Neka Belul Shel Tarnagolim. Rav says Mishimbona, Shmuel says Mishimaka Patish. And Ayo Shufta Bekufina Demara, so you put this peg in the hoe. Same machlokas. Rav says Mishimbona, Shmuel says Mishimaka Patish. We pass like Rav. Mishimbona, even though it's a Kli. So you see that if it's a Binyan Gomor, if it's a wholesome kli that you're creating, then yesh mishum bona. And Tosa says the same there, and the same thing there on Kuf Beis Amid Beis, with a slightly different formulation. There Tosa says, ve'ein chiluk ben kelim lekarka, el b'makom she'ein chizuk ve'umnas. The only time we distinguish between kalim and karka, that ein binyan b'kalim, is where there's no chizik v'umdus. There's no strength to the binyan, and there's no professional skill necessary to create it. The b'kli lo chashe binyan, and b'karka chashe binyan. But if you are creating a kli b'chizik v'umdus, then yesh binyan b'kalim. And then Tosfos has to understand the Gemara Shviras Kavis differently as well in light of that. If yesh binyan b'kelim, so what's the heter for shavar adam es chavis? The Tosfos there, kuf min vav min alef, dir maskel shavar adam, understands that the Mishnah is talking about a limited okimta based on an okimta the Gemara presents in Beis Olam Gimel and Beis. And that's the Okimta of Mustaki. That the Mishnah of Shvira Sklav is only talking about a flimsy kind of a kli, which isn't subject to stira because it's not really a halacha kli. It's on the lower level kli, the kind of kli where we say ein binyan b'kelim because it's flimsy. But if it's a regular sturdy chavis, then there's no heter of shvira chavis even to access a grogros, according to Tosos. That's Tosos dear maskal shavir kufim vavim and aleph. We'll come back to that blineder next time. And then the sheet of Laran there on kufim vav says that the heter shvira chavis is because the chavis is like klipe agozim v'rimonim. It's like a walnut shell covering the food. So Rabbi Willig explained, let's put on the run. He has this written up in this piece in Am Mordechai about opening packages on Shabbos or bottles, Simon Kaftes in the Am Mordechai on Shabbos, that when, what the run is saying is that when you decide that you need to access the food and you're breaking the chavis in order to access the food, but there's no further utility for the chavis, so then the food becomes batel to the chavis, and the chavis is like klipe egos. Okay, so we have a fundamental machlokas rishonim. According to Rashi, ein binyan b'kelim across the board. And according to Tosfos, in Rov Rishonim, there is binyan b'kelim where there's a certain strength to the kli, or in the formulation of Tosfos Kuf Beis, where it's ayidei chizuk v'umnas. Okay. So I'd like to just segue for a little bit and address Makkah B'Patish briefly, just because Makkah B'Patish comes up in the various machloksim here, both the machlokas Rav Shmuel on Kuf Beis and Rashi and the other Rishonim, where certain things Rashi characterizes as Makkah B'Patish as opposed to Bona, since we're not going to have enough time to deal with Makkah B'Patish on its own, we'll use this opportunity to make a couple of aras on Makkah B'Patish, and then we'll come back to some of the practicalities of Binyan B'Kelim. Okay. So the Gemara in our sugya we just started, Ashvira Sklavas and Daf Kuf Mem Vav and Aleph, the Gemara there then has Tana Rabbanan about 8-9 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, ein nokvin nekev chadash b'shabbos vim bala hosif mosif. So you can't make a new hole in a kli on Shabbos, but you could be mosif on an existing hole. V'yesh omrim ein mosifin, that you're not even allowed to be mosif onto an existing hole. V'shavin, shenokvin b'nekev yashan l'chachil. But everyone agrees that you could open up a pre-existing hole that had been closed. You have a nekev yashan, you have a hole that was there before, it got plugged up, you can open that again on Shabbos. V'tanakama maishna minekev chadash delo. The Kamasaka in Pischa. Osufe Nami Kamasaka in Pischa. So according to Tanakama, that says that you can't be because why would you distinguish between a neck of Chadash and a neck of Yashan, if you can't make a neck of Chadash because you're Misake in Pischa, so even neck of Yashan or be Mosif should be a problem of Misake in Pischa. I'm a rabbi, it's Vartor called Pesach Sheino Osi, Lahachnis Lahotzi, Eino Pesach. That if you have a Pesach that's not meant for something to come in and something to come out, that's not considered to be a Pesach. Rabbanan the gazim ishom lul shel tarnagolim, the avili yule avira lafuki havla, and the rabbanan only goes there Ani Pesach. Sha'asil hachnis lahotzi atu lul shel tarnagolim. Vibal lahosif mosif. Asufi vade bulul shel tarnagolim. Lo asi la sufe. So we're not gozer on a lul shel tarnagol. Says Rashi. Osufe nami kamisakin pischa. Shemar chivo. V'yeshka mishum gemar melacha. That just like making a nekev mechadesh is aser, being mosif on a nekev is aser, because kamisakin pischa, Rashi says yesh kan mishum gemar melacha. The yesh kan mishum gemar melacha means makav patish, that if you have a pesach that you're being mosif on, and now it becomes more functional, that's considered to be maka bepatish. And that's what the Gemara has on Ayin Heyam Abayz, Rabbi Rib Zera, Damri Tarvayu, Kol Midi De Ispe Gemar Malacha Chayim Yishem Maka Bepatish. So anything that involves the Gemar Malacha, you're Chayiv An Yishem Maka Bepatish. And that's what the Rambam writes as well, Perek Kaf Gimel Alach Aleph, Kaf Gimel Aleph, that if you make a hole in a kli, that's a violation of Maka Bepatish. The Rambam writes, Kaf Gimel Alach Aleph, Kaf Gimel Alach Aleph, Ha'osa Nekev Shu Asi Lahachnis Lahotzi, Kigo Nekev Shabalola Tarnagolin, Shu Asi Lahachnis Ha'ora Lahotzi Ha'havel, Ha'reza Chai Misha Maka Bepatish. If you're going to make a hole in the chicken coop, that is lahotzi, lahachnis lahotzi. It allows the light in, allows the bad smell out. That's a violation of maka v'patish. Lefikach gozer al kol nekev afilu haya asi lahotzi blavad o lahachnis blavad. And that's why midi rabbanan, we aser any asiyas nekev, even if it's only lahotzi or only lahachnis, shemayav olasos nekev shechayavin olav. Lest you come to make a nekev, that's lahotzi ulahachnis. So that's what emerges from this Gemara, that a nekev lahachnis lahotzi, that's aser min haTorah. If it's only lahachnis or only lahotzi, that's aser mi derabanan, atu lahachnis lahotzi. But the Rambam, like Rashi, understands that the malacha that we're talking about in creating a nekev, aser lahachnis lahotzi, is a malacha of maka bepatish. As opposed to the rimi lunil, and the Ran, Rimi Lanil writes, "E nokve nekev chadash daham mesakin kli u'mechayim mishum bona." That if you're going to make a nekev chadash in the lul shel tarnagolim or in a chavis, that is a violation of bona. Yidetanana bona kol shehu. That's what the Chidush Ran writes here as well. Kuf mevav amid aleph dibre maskel tanu rabbanan. So the Achronim point out that Rashi lishitaso, that Ein Binyan B'Kelim Klal has to learn that the Chiyuv here is Mishum Maka B'Patish. And the other Rishonim have the ability to understand, or at least the possibility of understanding, is Mishum Bona. Okay. So then the Gemara says that if it's only Lahachnis, only Lahotzi, that's Aser Midrabanan, Atu, the paradigmatic nekev of lul shel tarnagolim, which is lahotzi ulahachnis, which is a malacha deraisa. So that lul shel tarnagolim, that's what we saw briefly before in Kuf Beis and Beis, that's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether the lul shel tarnagolim itself is mishum bona or mishum maka bepatish, that nekev in the lul shel tarnagolim. The Tosus there writes, back in Kuf Beis Amud Beis, Dibre Maskel Lul Shel Tarnagolim, Delo Chashiv Le Shmuel Bona, According to Shmuel, it's Mishum Makav Epatish, not Bona. Omri, Mishum de lo chashiv lahai Pesach asoy lahachnis ulahotzi. The Shmuel doesn't view the lul shel tarnagolim as the neck of the lul shel tarnagolim as being a Pesach lahachnis ulahotzi. Meaning that Shmuel would agree that if you do have a Pesach lahachnis, that's asi lahachnis lahotzi, that would be mishum makom bepatish. And the only reason he disagrees when it comes to the lul shel tarnagolim is because he thinks that's not a neck of a asi lahachnis ulahotzi. The Rambam, at first glance, poses a difficulty. But the Rambam, on the one hand, paskins, as we just saw, that if you make a nekev b'lul shel tarnagolim, that's a violation of makom bepatish, which is like Shmuel. That's the Rambam, Perek Kaf Gimel, Halacha Aleph. And yet, the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Tezayin, Perek Yud Halacha Tezayin writes, Hamaka bepatish haka achas chayiv. V'chol osa davar shehu gemar malacha hareza told us maka bepatish v'chayiv. So if you're literally maka bepatish, or you do anything that's a gemar malacha, so literally maka bepatish, that's the av, and anything that's a gemar malacha is a talad of maka bepatish. Ketzad. So he has multiple examples, a glass blowing, sar beklitzura, and then he has osa nekev kolshehu, bein be'eit, bein be'binyin, bein be'matechas, bein be'kelim, hareza told us maka be'patish, v'chayiv, v'chein pesach she'eno asi lahachnis l'hotzi, ein chayavin al asiyasa. So here the Rambam again is consistent with what we saw so far, that any nekev, which is asi lahachnis lahotzi, is a malacha d'oraisa of makom bepatish. However, the Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Yudalid writes, ha'osa nekev kol shehu b'lul shel tarnagolim, kidei sheyikanes lehena ora, chayiv mishum bona. That if you make a hole in a lul shel tarnagolim to allow the light in, then you're chayav mishum bona. That sounds like Rav. For the Rambam in Kaf Gimel Aleph and Yud Tezayin says makom bepatish. The Rambam in Yud Yudalid says bona. As the Mishnah points this out, the Lecha Mishnah suggests that maybe the Rambam understood that when Rav says you're chayav mishum bona, it means af mishum bona. That you're chayav both mishum makom bepatish and mishum bona. So you could do an action that's going to be chayav both mishum makom bepatish and mishum another malacha, in this case, bona. So the machlokas Rav Shmuel would be that according to Rav, you're chayav, everyone agrees you're chayav mishum makom bepatish. And Rav says, you're chayiv af mishum bona. The Magen Rambam is a different yishuv for the Rambam. Stimin shin yudalit sifkatan gimel, shin yudalit gimel. The Rambam assumes that the differences between where the lul is mechubar lakarka and where it's not mechubar lakarka. So if it's mechubar lakarka, then you're going to be chayiv mishum makom bepatish. Because ein binyan bekelim, because you can't be chayav mishum bona because it's sorry. if it's not mechubar lekarka, then you're going to be chay in mishum makav patish because ain binyan bekelim. So the only option is makav patish. If it is mechubar lekarka, then you'd be chay of mishum bona. Now the Rambam himself elsewhere assumes that binyan yesh binyan bekelim. So you have to figure out how that all fits. But that comment to Lecha Mishnah, which is what I want to just talk about for a couple of minutes, the possibility that you can be chayiv mishum makav patish at the same time as being chayiv mishum bona presumably is dependent on a machlokas rishonim, and whether that's the case, that you can be chayiv mishum makav patish and another malacha at the same time. The Agos Mordechai in the beginning of Perek HaBona quotes from the Yerayim that makav patish is only by something where the hakas patish, the actual act of the makav patish, follows the gemar habinyan. Meaning you've done something that constitutes bona, so you've already created something that would have been a violation of bona min haTorah, and then you add something on afterwards. So that addition could be makav patish. And that's along the lines of what the Shita Laran writes on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Makav Patish, the list of Malachos in Paraklal Gadol, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Makav Patish. He quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, Perish Rabbeinu Chananel Zal, Shela Achar Shanasa Kli Mishave Panav. So after you made the kli, you're now creating the face of it, smoothing the face of it. V'hi ba'atzma ein malacha. And that additional action isn't otherwise an independent malacha. Sharei kvar nasa kli. The kli's already been formed. Ela shegomer ha-malacha. You're completing the malacha. U'mikan lamdu. L'kol davar shehu ba'atzmo eina malacha, ela sha'al yado nigbara l'chaivo al gemar malacha. So this is the model that any action which itself is not a malacha, but completes a malacha, or adds on to a malacha, k'nofeach b'kliz chuches pam shnia, like blowing into glass a second time, sha'ayde ke nigmeras ha malacha, so the first time you blow into glass, that's bona. The second time, you already have something that's been formed through the malacha bona. You do an additional action that adds onto it. That's the malacha of maka bepatish. And the Meiri says something similar. And Daf Kuftalid Amin Aleph Divir Maskel Afalpi. Kuftalid Amin Aleph Divir Maskel Afalpi. That Makav Patish is only where the Guf HaMalacha in the object that you're treating has already been completed. So the Lashon of the Meiri is Aval Be'elu Lo Nishlam HaSefer Vabeged Adayin. The bag of the sefer that's been worked on is not complete. So if you're completing it, that's not makav patish. She'im lo kein, af ha-malachos she'tchilasan v'sofan ba'ke'echad, k'gon k'tzira v'chayotze bo, ha'yaroi l'schayi ba'mishim makav patish. Every time you're completing something that's automatically makav patish. So every time you do any malacha, why can't you potentially be subject to makav patish as well? If you're kotzer, so why isn't that also makav patish if you're completing that which you're being kotzer? So it sounds like makav patish is only a fallback option. If you've already completed a malacha, but you're doing something of consequence, but there's no other malacha to fit it into, then Makom HaPatish becomes some kind of a fallback default. But so long as you haven't violated the initial malacha, then you can't call that Makom HaPatish at the same time. And the Ran himself writes differently. And Ayin Hei Mebeis Dibur Maskel Hamasates. Ayin Hei Mebeis Dibur Maskel Hamasates. Hamasates says to Evan B'Shabbos, Chayiv Mishum Makom HaPatish. Right, if you quarry a stone, Chayiv Mishum Makom HaPatish. It's Ayin Hei Amud Beis. About a little less than halfway down. So you smooth the stone. It's already quarried, and then you smooth down the stone that was already quarried. So Masate says to Evan, B'Shabbos Chayiv Mishum Makom HaPatish. So that Rashi writes, Masate says to Evan, La'achar Shenekra Minahar, the next of a Machlika, that after it was already uprooted from the mountain, you already quarried it, and now you're smoothing down the stone. That's the Masate that we're talking about, Yerchayim Mishum Makom HaPatish. Says the Ran, V'zeh kasha. Yeah, the Rashi actually quotes Rashi a little differently than the Rashi we have. He quotes Rashi as, L'achar shenechzava minahar hu misakna ladas orka v'rachba. That after it's quarried, you're fixing it up to get the right measurements. V'zeh kasha, says the Rashi, dim kein l'chayim shemechatech. If you're trying to cut it to the right measurements, isn't that mechatech? Da mechavein amishkasa v'lechayiv amishum amachik shrei machlik, or should be chayiv amishum amachik because you're smoothing it. Yesh lomar dinachanami l'chayiv amishum talas v'achika amar chayiv afishum amachik v'patish. That in a chanami, you could be chayiv for three malachos at the same time. You could be chayiv for mechatech, for Memachik, and for Makom HaPatish. That one's not to the exclusion of the other. And that's the Mashmos of Tosas there as well, Dibur Maskel HaMesates. Tosas writes, Aval Mishum Mechatech U'Memachik Lo Mechayiv D'mayri Shekvar Himurubas U'Metukenes Ela Shemiyafo Sava Osabas Yirtutin We're talking about where it was already properly smooth and cut. The only thing left to do is what we're referring to as Makom HaPatish. But fundamentally, it sounds like Tosos doesn't disagree with the premise that you could be chayiv for Makom HaPatish at the same time as other malachas. He says, Hachamai Skinan, Gemara only calls it Makom HaPatish because there's nothing else to pin it on. But Tosa doesn't say it's impossible that you could have other malachos that you're chayiv for at the same time as Makom HaPatish. So it could be Tosa's might agree fundamentally to that position of the Shita Tilaran. That's the Minchas Chinuch assumes as well, Kosev Oth Yudalid, that if you complete a Sefer, that last the last letters that you write, you could potentially be chayiv both Mishum Kosev and Mishum Makom HaPatish. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan assumes as well in Simen Shin Yud Gimel, Se'if Tes Vav. So I just wanted to point out this Machlokas Rishonim as to whether Makom HaPatish is a fallback, that you can't be chayiv Mishum Makom HaPatish and another malacha, it's either or. And Makom HaPatish is only where there's nothing else to pin it on, which is the Rabbein Chanan, as explained by the Shita Tilaran and the Meiri. Or, as the Ran himself says, and maybe Tosos and the Minchas Chinuch, that you could well be Chayim Mishum Makom HaPatish and other malachos at the same time. Okay. Now, as far as Binyan Bekalim itself, the machlokas that we started with a little while ago, Rashi and Tosos. So, Lalacha, we passed in the beginning of Simen Shin Yud Dalid, Yesh binyan bekelim. Shin yadalat alef. Ein binyan v'sir bekelim. Bahani mili she'ena binyan mamish. Kigon chavis hagash she'ena machzakas aramsa. Shinish bara v'divek shvera b'zefes. Yachal ashavar likach mashe b'socha. Ubevash shalei yichavin l'nakva nekav yafesh she'ela l'pesach. Misakin mana. But if it's a chavis shlema, so then we do say yesh binyan v'stira b'kelim. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Aleph, she'eino binyan mamish, aval binyan gamur v'stira gemura shayakam b'kelim. And the only heter by shviras chavis is where it's not stira gemura, like Tosis is mustaki. Mishmur does write in Sifkatan Zayin, he quotes a Gon, who paskins like Rashi. But Shulchan Aruch, and generally the Halacha, we assume that if it's binyan gamur, stira gemura, then yesh binyan b'kelim. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, Dirshu points this out here. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, Perek Des Zayin Sif Yutes, says you're not allowed to make snowballs on Shabbos, but he quotes from Shlomo Zalman in Footnote Kuf Yud Zayin that if you throw a snowball, that's not a violation of Soser because it's not Stira Gemura, aside from the fact that it's not your intention to have the snowball disintegrate. But even if Yesh Binyan B'Kalim, that's in Stira B'Kalim, that's not Stira Gemura. Okay. So let's stop here for today. I apologize for not having sent the Mar Mekomis in advance. I wasn't didn't figure out till this morning what exactly we talk about today. I think for next time, I think we'll just wrap up with one more shiur. So we'll talk about the Shviras Chavos Sugya and opening packages and bottles and the like on Shabbos. And then I think we'll leave it at that. So let's try for the Ilan. Can we do the end of Seder on Wednesday? We'll try for 5:00. Does that work, Ezra, for you? Brian?
Yes.
Not going to work for me, but it's okay. I can listen.
All right, because you're ready and you're ready starting your call. Right. Okay. Fine. So you can get the tape. Okay. Fine. So let's try for that. I'll be now to try to send you some armor comments if you want to look at anything. But basically, binyan b'kelim is shin yudalid in terms of The package, sugyos. So take a look. I'll try to send that marmakons. It's important to Chazanish. Ramosha's Tshuva, which we saw a little bit of earlier, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Kaf Beis, which is a lengthy Tshuva. But if you don't read the whole Tshuva, take a look at Anaf Hey and Anaf Tes. I think those are the important punchlines. Kuf Kaf Beis, Anaf Hey, and Anaf Tes. If you look in this chapter in Shmir Shabbos, there are a few key footnotes in the beginning of Perek Tes. If you look in Shmir Shabbos, the beginning of Perek Tes, basically Sif Aleph through Sif Gimel, and a few of the lengthy footnotes there, that should present the basic issues. Okay, then we'll try Blina to send more, and so we'll pick up on Wednesday, Mirtz Hashem, for the last year. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Very good. Okay, have a great.